Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Feed. My name is Raheem Cox. I'm a professional writer slash podcaster. You can find my books and podcasts via my website, www.RuteForcePublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Hot Feed, what I will be discussing is topics such as Abner Louima cop release, Jam Master Jay Slay, warehouse injury, why workers fail to finish what they started, and more. Not to keep you waiting, let's jump straight into The Abner Louima 1997 case, which occurred in New York City, was by all means horrendous and graphic in detail. It was a case heard all around the country in which an NYPD officer who was convicted of sodomy stuck a broomstick up Louima's rectum while under an investigation. Acts done by citizens in the hands of officers of New York are by everyday occurrence frightening. Some of these acts you would never expect to have hearing in the hands of a court-operated case of law. Recent mention regarding the cop accused of this sodomy illustrates his release from prison after a 24-year lockup in the feds. His release date was set for 2024. Though he complained about medical issues, such as contracting COVID-19 and being in need of taking care of his 76-year-old mom, who is a widow and needs physician and emotional help. Behind the handling of this officer, Justin Valpay, Louima ended up in the hospital for months, and when the word got out about what happened, protests spread throughout the city. In this case, unlike many others, justice was served reasonably, seeing just how officers of New York City have never received any form of imprisonment behind their dirty work on the streets. That's it for this segment. Next up is Third Man Charged in Jam Master Jay Slay. Let's get to it. Jam Master Jay, now deceased after gunshot wounds, now has, by the efforts of enforcement, a third man charged in response to his death. Jay Slay dates back to 2002 inside his studio in Queens, New York, on October 30th. His death was a major upset to the hip hop community, laying a shutdown of he and his group of family members, Run DMC. A third man dating May 30th, 2023, was held also responsible for federal prosecutors. The feds unsealed an indictment again. A man, Jay Bryant, a 49-year-old ex-con with a violent criminal history, placing him inside the Run DMC icon's Queens Music Studio the day of the fatal shooting. Bryant's arrest is said to be accomplice by two other shooters, Ronald Tennard, Washington, and Carl Jordan Jr. Allegedly, Washington and Jordan wanted revenge on Jay for cutting them out of a drug deal. Jay allegedly had acquired nearly 10 kilograms of cocaine from a narcotic supplier in the Midwest, and the suspects were supposedly cut out of the deal. Queens, known for drug trafficking, is said It's sad, Jay, a monumental iconic figure, also shared ties to. That's it for this segment. Next up is warehouse injury. Let's get to supply and demand. That's the name of the game. And has been in this country for a long period. A place to hold products, even disputes, the fundamentals of easy access to goods simpler. Warehousing is becoming one of the fastest growing industries in this country. How could it not? People are spending more on goods and focus more on goods than at any point in this nation's history. The unfortunate side behind it all, warehouses are open grounds for employee injuries. A crisis heard by many of the large shippers, similar to companies like Amazon. What in recent news is being brought to attention, warehouses not only produce goods, but injuries as well. Conditions such as carpal tunnel syndrome, pitcher's shoulder, and tennis elbow are just some conditions of musculoskeletal disorders caused by damage from repetitive strain. Damage that is known to be cumulative, meaning it gets worse with time. You would think by the expert's advice and adhering to matters of safe work environment that their conditions would never lay existent. Factual but untold, what lurks behind the environment placed for American employees is often unfit and degrading to normal health standards. It's sad because in some states in this country, there is no city, state, or federal regulation protecting workers from these injuries. That's it for this segment. Next up is why workers fail to finish what they started. Let's get to on the job, it's either good news or bad news, or has the task been completed? When in operation of any enterprise, there's little room for failure. When a business's operation is on the line and those held under its operation have their lives, kids' life, and obligations to those surrendering at stake, a boss has small room for an employee not able to fill a task. Some are more lenient than others. Here are seven common reasons why work is at times not completed correctly. Fear of failure. Lack of confidence sometimes leads to an unfilled service. Perfectionism. Learn to view a task as not always a perfect coordinate. Procrastination. Be reasonable with self and coworkers. Underestimating your actual task completion time. Learn to come up with personal sorting of task timing. Setting an unrealistic deadline in the first place. Only you know how to manage your time correctly. Trying to do too many tasks at the same time. If you understand work physics, you understand the importance of one step at a time. Too many distractions and interruptions. Know your tasks better than those around you. working on it. That's it for this segment. Next up is Mental Health Awareness Month. Let's get to it. The placement of a Mental Health Awareness Month in this country is great. May making its time of place. Why is mental health so important? It creates a sense of compassion and empathy for those less fortunate, whom are dealing with a recovery process of mental deterioration. To be acceptable and be viewed by others as a person that has also suffered mental health problems, my history is large. Dealing with the events that I dealt with, I'm proud I'm not recovered. I'm now recovered and giving back to the mental health community. Here in this country, mental health is direly needed. Dealing with laws, bills, and policies that put shame to the normal status physically, mentally, and spiritually of a human or someone just trying to be a proud member of society. The devastation Corona has caused is pure evidence of this. May, marking Mental Health Awareness Month, is charted as a month to check on peers, friends, family, and members of the community for aid and assistance in their lives. Just the notion of checking up on someone is a deed that will not go unnoticed. Mental health is a prime topic of concern you should invest in. In the days in which things weren't fully going your way or set aside from normalcy, someone coming to your aid by just a simple checkup heavily goes unappreciated. That's it for this segment. Next up is Medicare schemes. Let's get to it. Medicare is almost beneficial to assistance needed living in this country. Since 1965, Medicare has provided healthcare coverage to many millions of Americans. As of February 2023, more than 65 million people were enrolled in Medicare. Just like other government frauds, Medicare has its share of deceptive schemes at the handling of culprits out there looking to steal personal information from people in order to obtain benefits. Every year, Medicare fraud costs taxpayers billions of dollars each year. These losses are expanding each year. It mainly occurs when someone makes a false claim for healthcare services, procedures, or equipment to obtain Medicare payments. How to spot Medicare scams? Scammers often claim to be from the Medicare office, an insurance company, or a government office. Remember that Medicare will never call, text, email, or contact you through social media and ask for your Medicare number. These are common Medicare scams to watch out for. Offers of free genetic testing or solicitations for other services. That's it for this segment. Next up is there time for concern for others? Many section themselves into responding to the needs of a select crowd or narrowing their interest level to a select people. After our days of schooling in large sense, especially in this country, we're already narrowed down to deal with a select few. The sad part is there are many who will never get a share of openness to discussions on social affairs. Well, you can only open up to who you feel comfortable with and surround yourself by who you have similarities with. On the other hand of it all, many never dive too heavy into trying to be open to a person or group, and which for the most part, they never have the interest to find out why he or she views a particular topic or idea the way they do. As a person, opening up to a person you have opinions set apart in different direction can actually help you see a topic or idea that can sharpen you in a worldly endeavor more better, or help you uncover that matter you always wish to solve just didn't have the counterpart to aid in solving. That's it for this segment. Next up is distribution of wealth. Let's get to it. It is clearly evident the level of power that has dominated a select few since the beginning of this country. Caucasian dominance and white supremacy has been the force of opposition and obtrusion. Not only blacks, but others have to surrender equity or balance of American entitlement. More than 150 years later, blacks are 100% free, yet they own less than 2% of this nation's wealth, a disproportionate figure that is very largely granted too offensively. When you look at the making of this country and just how the molders and those responsible for its structure are historically negated, it's an issue that has been resolved. That has to be resolved. Here are three reasons said that are the main reasons blacks can't win the struggle of true wealth distribution in this country. 1. Maldistribution of wealth and resource powers. Inappropriate behavior patterns. 2. 3. Lack of a national plan for empowerment. That's it for this segment. Next up is Monopolies of America. Let's get to it. This country is set apart and divided for the benefit of the hierarchy, more cunning than most are aware to. This country not only divides by the will of man, the upfront disfavorment of others, but a systematic monopoly scheme that has many divisions. Though these monopolies, white society maintains a lack on the essential elements of black people's lives and makes black people spectacles when coming to the democratic process. When young, for many minorities, a day from home to school often entails business biasness in many areas just to get from point A to point B. Here are some of the main monopolies designed by white supremacies. Monopolies in the Constitution, which predetermines winners and losers, considered a normal part of our political economic structure. Population monopolies, making whites a plain majority and blacks a plain permanent minority. Wealth monopolies, cutting blacks from functional schools, competitive businesses, equal justice, essential health care. Media monopolies, responsible for the deceptive images minorities view from TV. That's it for this segment. Next up is my personal scheme of monopolies, of monopoly play. Let's get to As of now, or currently, I am being bombarded by a judicial monopoly and a form of dictation that is current very absurd. Not only am I a law-abiding citizen, but someone that lives by proper standards of living for self and others. Right now, June 26, 2023, I have a trip to a court system of judicial play that is by far a design to keep me away from the American promise due to my ableness to adapt to the economy more better than others. For someone myself that has been have difficulty for years dealing with just trying to seek employment, it is by far an upfront slap in the face and an upfront biasness to respond to someone that is community aware and community placed to help others and help America in large sense. In a few days, I will be held in a court to appear to a judge. My this particular segment of Hot Feed discusses my court appearance, which is in the last segments of Hot Feed, which I discussed, were white supremacy and white dominance. Now that I am a respondee to true dictation and true standards of practice for community upliftment, I have a appearance in court for a case I am by far innocent of. Not to discuss the detailing of this case, The problem is, I'm appearing in court for a case that was thrown out weeks prior and brought up by officers of the NYPD, which I often discuss in my Hot Feet episodes, which are now targeting me. And now, as the podcaster slash writer that I am also on the hot seat for New York City violations of normal citizenship. That's it. That's it for this segment. Next, that's the final segment of Hot Feed. I hope you found Hot Feed beneficial. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode of Hot Feed. If you feel Hot Feed was beneficial, you can donate to me via my podcast, via my website. Sorry, my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. Thank you. I hope you found Hot Feed beneficial.